Let's talk now with another U of M researcher who's taking a closer look at the global attitudes about domestic violence. What she's discovered seems to point to a major shift in the way people all around the world think of domestic violence. Rachel Perotti is a graduate student in sociology at U of M. She's a PhD candidate, and her study was published in the American Sociological Review. Rachel, tell us, what was your study trying to assess, and who was in your study?
So I was looking at attitudes among women primarily in 26 countries around the globe. That's many continents, sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, South and Southeast Asia. And I wanted to see if, in general, people were becoming more rejecting of domestic violence. And it turns out that they are.
Now, the countries you chose, tell me, why did you choose those? It sounds like it's middle to low-income countries?
That's right, middle to low-income countries. And it was all countries for which the data were available.
All right, so give us a sense of what you found.
Of the 26 countries, women in 23 of those countries were more likely to reject domestic violence in the second survey wave, so in the late 2000s, than they were in the early 2000s.
And what about men?
The trends are the same among men, although I didn't have data from as many countries for men, but the trends are the same.
Well, I saw, as I was kind of looking at some of the links to your work, I thought I saw, and tell me if I'm wrong, that in some countries, men were actually more rejecting of domestic violence than the women were.
That's right.
Give me some ideas of what countries we're talking about and why would that be?
In a majority of the countries, men were more likely to reject domestic violence than women. And I did not go into depth to study why this is the case. But it's an interesting finding that deserves more research for sure.
So give me some examples, Rachel, of the when we say the umbrella of domestic violence, you were focusing on a man beating his wife. That was the perspective. For what typical reasons?
Right. So the survey question asked specifically about whether a man was justified in hitting or beating his wife in a certain scenario. So, for example, if she left the house without telling him or if she neglected the children. And I looked at whether the survey respondents said that none of the reasons provided were adequate justification for wife beating.
And that's where you saw this shift.
Exactly.
What do you think, based on your findings, is behind this shift in attitudes and this growing realization that you don't beat your wife for burning the dinner?
I looked at a few possible explanations. I thought, for example, that growing urbanization might be part of the reason for the shift, or rising educational attainment. But it turns out that those things account for a small portion of the change in attitudes, but not a big portion. I also thought maybe that younger generations, as they replace the older generations in the population, were causing this shift in attitudes. And that actually explains almost none of the change in attitudes.
Okay, which you really would have thought it would have. Okay.
Right, exactly. It seems that people in all generations are becoming more likely to reject domestic violence.
But you don't really have a sense as to why that is?
My hypothesis is that it is the global spread of ideas about violence against women and women's rights that is affecting people worldwide. So we're seeing this uniform trend across many countries that are very different in many ways. And really, the most plausible explanation for that kind of uniformity across so many countries is a global cause. Something like this spread of ideas about violence against women.
Perhaps somehow messages are being transmitted in popular media that people are consuming that might be opening their minds?
Exactly. So media is one way. There's a lot of programming by organizations like the United Nations that's trying to spread ideas about women's rights. A lot of foreign assistance does this as well. So people have heard of these messages. I think that's the main takeaway from my research is that people have heard the messages that women deserve to have rights and deserve not to be beaten.
We've been talking with Rachel Perotti, graduate student in sociology at the University of Michigan, a candidate for a PhD. And her study, Looking at Global Attitudes About Domestic Violence, was published in the American Sociological Review. Rachel was kind enough to join us in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.